displaced Haines residents begin traversing a temporary road across the Beach Road landslide. And Southeast Alaska continues to lead the state in job losses. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Displaced Haines residents have begun using a temporary road to access their homes on the other side of a landslide that covered a quarter mile of Beach Road last month. Residents are taking advantage of a four-day window to collect vehicles, snow machines, and other belongings. Last week, the Haynesboro authorized the construction of a temporary road across the Beach Road landslide on the condition that residents use it at their own risk. Southeast Road Builders manager Roger Schnabel spent the weekend diverting water, installing culverts, and stabilizing the path for the road. People began driving across it at noon on Monday. Since then, residents have taken about 60 trips in total.
Two vehicles coming down. First one hauling a trailer or a boat.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome.
Haines resident Diane LaCourse is helping to direct traffic at the entrance of the slide area. Vehicles cross one at a time.
So everybody is signed in and signed out. And we keep track of if anybody's going to spend the night in there. So the whole idea is that there's a good stream of accountability to know who's in there at any given time.
Beach Road residents developed a safety plan for using the temporary access road. It includes hillside monitors looking for movement, flaggers, and an extraction crew in case any vehicle gets stuck while crossing. Drivers in transit must maintain communication by phone or radio with volunteers directing traffic. The road is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Art Woodard's home on Beach Road is at the other side of the landslide. He used the temporary road to collect his vehicles and other belongings.
Right now we're just trying to make our life outside easier, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the vehicles are going to make a big difference, huge difference. Plus, little things and paperwork that we need to get done. All these different things, were always there for us. We're now having to come back in and pick them up periodically.
Geologists analyzing the Beach Road area say there is still an imminent threat of another slide. There's a crack in the bedrock on the hillside, and material came downhill last week during heavy rains before the temperature dropped below freezing. But Woodard says he doesn't want to live in fear of risks that are uncertain.
We live on a dynamic planet. We happen to live in this landslide zone. As far as I'm concerned, for the 15 years I've been living, it could happen at any time. And when the most dangerous time to be here was just before the landslide happened, and nobody knew it.
Beach Road residents are operating on a tight schedule as they try to collect belongings. At this point, the plan is to close the road down again on Thursday, but it could close at any time if there is movement on the hillside or weather conditions change for the worse. Southeast Alaska continues to lead the state in job losses. Officials say the unemployment rate has been skewed in recent months, so jobs are the better indicator of economic health. KHNS's Claire Stremple reports.
Unemployment is high statewide. Alaskans filed nearly five times as many claims in December as the same period in 2019. But officials say some numbers are off. That is, the unemployment rate. Skagway has the highest unemployment rate in the state. According to Department of Labor and Workforce Development numbers released this month, it's over 14%. Haines' unemployment rate is 10.5%. But those numbers would be a slight improvement over 2019.
We know that's not the case in any of our communities.
Karina Wiebold says there's a problem with those percentages. They don't square with the job loss and unemployment counts, which she says are more reliable data.
The health of the communities is not better than it was last year. We have job losses across the state, and particularly Southeast has been hit hard because of our kind of reliance on tourism.
The leisure and hospitality sector is hardest hit statewide, with nearly 30% fewer jobs than a year ago. Last summer, Skagway was down more than 1,000 jobs over the year before. Haines was down 500. And it isn't just summer losses. Last December, there were 2,800 fewer jobs than the previous year.
Jobs and wages just matter so fundamentally. You know, if you lose a job, that ripples through the community. It has effects on the households. It has effects on the government. It has effects on the schools. So to me, jobs is a very, very good indicator.
Wiebolt says there's another misleading piece of data. The state reports that mining and logging is down 22%. But that's just because oil and gas losses fall under that umbrella. She said the mining industry is actually stable. Wiebold says she's interested in looking at job numbers again once we move into April and May and stop comparing the present to pre-pandemic months. She says it'll take time, but she's hoping to see some growth. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.